How do you interview somebody like... Sorry. How do you interview somebody like a champion? With volume, of course. Omar! Have a seat here, bro.
Okay.
Like a champion.
I didn't even flinch.
Oh my god. So... Wait, this is on camera.
It was. Air horns always make everything more fun. From Jose Rodriguez, dear Drew, which would be more likely for the Texans, a trade for Jimmy Garoppolo or a trade up into the second round if Pat Mahomes falls into the second round? No chance Pat Mahomes falls into the second round. I don't even think he gets to number 25 if the Texans were wanting to draft a quarterback and wanting to draft him. As far as a trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, I suppose it could happen, but I don't see the Patriots being willing to part with somebody valuable that's in their own conference and that came up to New England and gave them trouble. So I just don't see it happening. I don't see either of those scenarios happening. But thank you for the question. Antonio Perez Jr., dear Drew, will the Texans practice in Houston for the public besides practicing in West Virginia? The Texans are practicing at the Greenbrier in West Virginia for training camp, but I imagine they're going to come up with something where the fans can come in for free, see the team before they go and get going in the regular season. So, yes, probably. That's going to be the case. Brian Luce, or Luce, dear Drew, what's the current status of right tackle Derek Newton? Is he going to be able to play again after the injuries to both legs? Derek Newton is rehabbing. He's going through that process. We've seen him around the building here. Dwayne Brown, his good buddy, left tackle, said that Derek's doing well. The aim is that he will play again, so we shall see. But Newton is on the road to recovery for sure. And Brian Luce, or Luce, you win scratch-offs because that was such a great question. We love great questions. We reward great questions. So email here and say, hey, I'm Brian Luce. I need some scratch-offs, and we'll send them your way. And hopefully you're sitting on a big, fat throne of cash. Erasmo Bela III, dear Drew, any chance the Texans do something rare and move up in the draft? There's always a chance. They did it last year. They moved up one spot to take Will Fuller. So, yeah, they could do it again. Last year, however, was the first time that they moved up in the first round under Rick Smith. So, yeah, it could happen. Don't know if it's going to happen this year, but yes. Eddie Batres, dear Drew, will the Texans' defense look any different with Mike Vrabel running that side of the ball now as a defensive coordinator? There might be some tweaks. I'm sure he's going to have his signature on some things. I think the base of it will stay the same. They're not switching to like a 4-3 or anything wild like that. But there will be some variations, but I think they're going to try and keep things largely the same in general, you know, because of the success that they've had over the last few years. So slight tweaks, nothing too major, I don't think. And our buddy Armando Segura, all the way from Mexico City, says, dear Drew, how about a competition between you and Rich Eisen in the 40-yard dash? Saludos, amigo. Saludos to you, mi amigo, también. And as far as me running, I'm built for distance, not speed, and I'm never going to run in a suit and tie unless, like, I got to chase down a bus or save a baby or Tyrannosaurus Rex has, you know, been regenerating, coming after me, and I got to get away from it. But even if that were the case, a Tyrannosaurus Rex, no race for a human being. I mean, no human being could ever beat a Tyrannosaurus Rex. That includes Usain Bolt. For those of you out there that think that could happen, you're an idiot if you think it's okay. He can't beat a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Anyways. That was a good one. We're going to be in Indianapolis. We'll be in Indianapolis next week. So we're not going to do a Dear Drew next week. But 2 weeks' time, we'll be back. And we'll probably do something related to the rodeo. So can't wait for that. It's not my first rodeo. It's not your first rodeo either. Don't you hate that phrase?